Yerushalmi Trumois corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadik. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadala de Madalas at the Mishnah. Reb Lezer Oimer Meshalmim Memin Almin She'enu Minoi Bovad Shishalim Min Ayaf Alaro. Reb Lezer says that one may repay from one type for another, such as wheat for barley, as long as it's from a superior for an inferior type. Reb Akiva Oimer Meshalmim El Memin Alminoi, and Reb Akiva says one may only repay with the same type. Lefichachim Ochal Kishurin Shel Erev Shvius Yamtin Kishurim Shamotzi Shvius V'Yishalim Mehen Mimokam Shel Reb Lezer Mekel Meshalmim Reb Akiva Machmir She'ne'emar V'Nosam HaKoyen Es HaKodesh. Therefore, if he ate Trumah cucumbers on the eve of the Shemitah year, he should wait for the cucumbers of the year after Shemitah and repay with them, as one cannot use Shemitah produce for transactions. The same source that made Reb Lezer lenient made Reb Akiva stringent, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yudalad, and he will give to the Kohen the holy item. Kol Shu Roi Lasos Kodesh, to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says that means anything that can become holy can be used for repayment. Reb Akiva Oimer Benosan HaKohen HaKodesh Kodesh She'ochal. Reb Akiva says it means the same type of holy thing that he had eaten. And the Gemara says, Ha Ketzad Ochal Yerek V'Shilem Groigrus Groigrus V'Shilem Tomorim Tavoi Loi Brocha. The Gemara brings a Tosefta explaining Reb Lezer, how is this? If he ate a vegetable and paid with dried figs, or if he ate dried figs and repaid with dates, he should be blessed. Ochal bikurim ma'o mishalim. If a person ate bikurim, with what may he repay? The law of repayment of the principal and the fifth applies, since the Torah refers to bikurim as truma. According to Reb Lezer, when one repays truma, it can be done with a different type. If so, could one repay bikurim with a type that's not one of the seven species? Ochal anovim mishalim yain, zeisim mishalim shemen, ochal chala ma'o shishalim mipeiros, shalev yushlish, shikem per shalev yushlish, chayavim b'chala. According to Bekiva, if he ate grapes, may he repay with wine. If he ate olives, may he repay with oil. If he ate challah, may he repay with produce that isn't a third grown, since they are obligated in challah, even though they are not obligated in truma. Ochal bikurim, maushu shalom b'mechub l'karka, shkena bikurim, niknu b'mechub l'karka. If he ate bikurim, may he repay with produce attached to the ground, since they can be acquired by the kohen when attached to the ground, even though they can only become truma when detached. And the Gemara leaves these questions unanswered. Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbanon de Tanon zoyfe meres she'im meshamim mipeiros chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Avin, quoting the Rabbanon of Bavel, said that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said if he ate truma cucumbers on the eve of Shmita, he should wait for the cucumbers of the year after Shmita and repay with them, even though he could have paid immediately with the produce of chutz la'aretz. And this shows that one may not repay with the produce of chutz la'aretz. Afilu teima meshamim masnisin ad shalei hitir Rabbi lavi yerek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. The Gemara objects that perhaps one may, and the Mishnah is discussing the period before Rebbe permitted bringing the produce of Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Lo yame ela kishurin, dvar shu peiros iser, avadol shu peiros heter, loy. The Gemara asked, when Rebbe Akiva prohibited paying with Shmita produce, was that only referring to cucumbers since their svichim are prohibited? But if he ate fruits where there is no prohibition of svichim, would he be able to pay with Shmita fruits? They should say, loy afilu peiros heter, nami, the Gemara answers that the prohibition even applies to fruits, otherwise it would be like paying a debt with Shmita fruits and buying an axe with Shmita money. We come now to the next perek, Perek Ha'Oichel Truma Mezid. And the first Mishnah now in the seventh perek, Ha'Oichel Truma Mezid, Mishlamis HaKeren Ve'im Mishlamis HaKoymesh, HaTashumim Chulin, Imorza HaKoyen Limchol, Moichel. Mishnah says, if a person intentionally ate truma, he pays the principal but not the fifth. The payment is chulin, so if the kohen wishes to waive the repayment, he may do so. And the Gemara says, Ha'ichel truma mezid chulei, taman taninan elehin aloikin, v'ataninan elu na'os, hachat ama loike, v'hachat ama mishalim. The Gemara asked to a Mishnah in Makos, the following incur lashes, and one of them is a non-kohen who eats truma. But there's a Mishnah in Maseches Ksuvos that teaches that there is a fine for relations with the following na'os. Rabbi Yochanan gives the first answer, which is the Mishnayos discuss different cases. If he was warned, he receives lashes. If not, he pays. So Rabbi Yochanan said that when there is liability for lashes and payment, he receives lashes and he doesn't pay. Why not incur lashes and also pay? The Gemara answers from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Beis, according to his evil. You can find him liable for one evil, means one punishment, but not two. So have him pay rather than receive lashes. במחייב בית ושויס, הכוסף מדבר, והפילה השפט וקורא לפונוב כדי שעשוי במספר. The Gemara answers now, the Pasuk is referring to one who is liable for two evils, as the Pasuk says, as we mentioned before, that the judge shall make him lean over and give him lashes in front of him, according to his evil, in number. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Afilu Lo Hisu Boi Ene Meshalem Ma'achas She'ilu Hisu Boi Haya Loike. Rav Shimon Lakish says that even if he wasn't warned, he doesn't pay, since if he were warned, he would receive lashes. Masniv the pliga Rav Shimon Lakish Elo Nawas Shesh Lehem Knas Ve'ilu Hisu Boi Bei Ene Loike. The Gemara asks a question against Rav Shimon Lakish from the Mishnah in Kesuvos that taught that there's a fine for relations with the following Nawas, but if he was warned, wouldn't he receive lashes? So Rav Shimon Lakish Kuv Meir Dub Meir Amar Loike Meshalem. The answer is he follows the mayor who says that one receives lashes and pays. We have all b'shem Shimon Lakish, min ha'moitzei, shema, lama, dub mayor, v'ancho oisoi, mamoin, v'yisu oisoi, malchus. We have all, quoting Rav Lakish, said that Rabbi Meir learns from matzei shema, which is in drawing perkof base, and it brings the psukim in pasuk yutes and then yutches, and punish him is a monetary fine, and afflict him is lashes. Rabbanon Amrin lechidushoi yatsa hamoitzei shema davar shu yotze bechidushoi ein lemeidim memenu. Rabbanon say no. Normally, one does not get lashes and pay money, but matzei shema teaches a chidush. When something teaches a chidush, we cannot learn from it. Lefishu v'chol mokam ein adam mischayev bedibuoi v'kan adam mischayev bedibuoi. Ukshem she ein lemeidim memenu lo davar acher kach ein lemeidim memenu lo leoinshim lo lemakus. Everywhere else, one is not liable for his speech, and here he is liable for his speech, and therefore, just as you can't learn from it. Another matter, you can't learn from it monetary punishment or lashes. The Gemara asks, well, didn't Rabbi Abo say in the name of Rabbi Yochan that if a person was intentional about Chalev and inadvertent about the Korban, we warn him and he receives lashes and brings the Korban, and here he should receive lashes and pay? Rabun Bar Chiya, b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, shnei dvarim masurim lebeis din, at toifes echad mehem, yotze davar shu masur leshamayim. Rabun Bar Chiya, quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, gives an answer, according to his evil, teaches that when there are two matters given over to Beis Din, you enforce only one of them. This excludes something given over to heaven. Therefore, Beis Din gave lashes, the obligation of Korban is to heaven. Hakom oidim she'em mamoin etzam misa, dechsiv umake nefesh behema yushalmena, umake adam yumas, Ma makke behema loy chalakta ben bar ben shoygig ben mezid liftor ma'amin. Af makke adam loy tachlik by ben shoygig ben mezid liftor. All agree that there's no obligation to pay when there's the death penalty. The pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chofdal pasuk Chof Aleph, one who smites an animal will pay for it, and one who smites a person shall be put to death. Just as one who smites an animal, you don't distinguish between inadvertent and intentional to obligate money, and in every case he pays. So one who smites a person, you don't distinguish between inadvertent and intentional to exempt money, and in every case he's exempt. But ma pligim b'mamoin etzal makos. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ein mamoin etzal misa, v'yesh mamoin etzal makos. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar k'shem she'ein mamoin etzal misa, kach ein mamoin etzal makos. So what do Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish disagree about? The obligation to pay together with lashes. Rabbi Yochanan says that there is no money when there is a death penalty, but there is money when there are lashes. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says that just as there is no money when there is a death penalty, there is also no money when there are lashes. Rabbi Imi Bavlaya b'shem Rabbanon de Tamon Taima Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rasha Nema Rasha b'mechive Misa v'Nema Rasha b'mechive Makos. My Rasha shenem b'mechive Misa ein mamon etzal Misa af Rasha shenem b'mechive Makos